일단 그 잔치 부스장 나갔다가 들어가면서 잔치 부스장 그거를 제기해 나중에 잔치 부스장 나 잔치 부스장 나 내 잔치 부스장 나 딴바 떼라야 딴까지 그것도
The main training of the Karam tradition is the Bodhicitta, the mind training of Bodhicitta. And there are two types of development of Bodhicitta. One in accordance with the lineage of the profound view which came through Nagarjuna, and the other is the transmission of the vast conducts that came through Asanga. And what is the difference between these two? The main difference is that in developing bodhicitta, there are two types, the bodhicitta of aspiration and the bodhicitta of application. The way of the profound view is to develop these together, while the way of the vast conduct is to develop them separately.
전에 다 뒤처나 방부 멤버 좀 생기고 멤버 좀 좀 생기고 이 단계 제보다 담자 제보다 담자 단계 아직 단계 상이 좀 똑같아 생기고 상이 좀 똑같이 있는 상태 케 담자 남 멤버 좀 주바 정지도 생기고 주바 담자 지단기 산지기 공부터 산지기 공부터 제가 봐야 이 산지기 공부터 이 선비 드리요 이 뒤죠 예수 바로 생각도 아 전주신 기업아 같이 같이 모다 대 사포트 좀 나한테 두비 남선에 인삼네 두바다 기업아
The bodhicitta of aspiration, there is what is called pledging oneself to the result, which means simply following the result, I will attain complete and perfect Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. That is the bodhicitta of aspiration. But when developing the bodhicitta of application, it's not enough just to make the wish that one wants to be a Buddha. One has to pledge oneself to the cause, which means the cause of Buddhahood, which are the profound and the extensive activities of a bodhisattva, the six parameters. So the resolve to carry out the six parameters, which are the causes for Buddhahood, and involving oneself in those activities is called the development of the bodhicitta of application.
네, 다 뒤에 나오니, 전부 멤버 정신이 생기고 되나요? 다 뒤에 기타한 비추어가 뒤에다가 생각하십니다. 뒷받대마, 요로와, 이에다 썸이었나니, 전부 요로와나, 니 형아들이 생기고 축사바, 니 뒤에 잘 타러와, 제발 타러와, 니 벌써와, 니 신기해로와, 주주고, 벌써와, 꺼와, 형아들이
When coming to the actual ceremony or the ritual of taking the bodhisattva vow, or what is called forming the resolve of set on supreme enlightenment of aspiration, there are also three points, just as mentioned before, which are preparation, main part, and conclusion. For the preparation, just as yesterday was mentioned, the six branches, paying homage, making offerings, confessing misdeeds, rejoicing in the merit of others, requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma and so forth, altogether seven. Today, in the same way, imagine that you are going down, that you are making offerings and so forth. The main part, which is just as yesterday, taking the vow. Yesterday was mentioned that it makes the vow that just as all the Buddhas of the past developed the mindset upon supreme enlightenment and acted for the welfare of beings, also I will do the same. That's the main part. And the conclusion is to rejoice both on behalf of oneself and others. So, roughly, they're quite the same as yesterday. Now for the developing the bodhicitta of application, there are also three points. Preparation, main part, and conclusion. The preparation, just as before, is the seven branches. Now for the main part, it involves the development of fortitude, mental fortitude, the strength of mind, which is not becoming weary, not becoming tired, even facing the immense number of sentient beings that need to be liberated, and not becoming weary, even if it takes a tremendous long time, like incalculable number of aeons, through which one has to accumulate merit and purify aspirations, and also not becoming weary or tired, even when having to undertake what is immensely difficult, such as great hardships and so forth. To develop that kind of courage or fortitude is the main part. Conclusion involves proclaiming or calling upon all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the three times and ten durations to be to witness one's vow and asking for their help and so forth. And also it involves the explanation of the benefits of bodhicitta and thanksgiving.
Like it. chambata nyingi to chonchuk sa koni kong kitele yinche ma kini se kero. Mi te ye di sa la hangi che ye jiba chino ji to tudu la so ta kene rang ba ji to sar che ba ji to sar che to ro mi te ye di sa la hangi ta ta long to tile la so ba ji to sar che to ma mi yo wa
After this, there's teaching on the four deities of the Kadam tradition, which were given to the people of Tibet kindly by the great master Atisha. And these chief deities, first of all, is Buddha Shakyamuni. If for the purpose of generating devotion and taking refuge in the three jewels, next, in order to further the development of loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta, there is the deity of Avalokiteshvara for the benefit of others. Then, in order to, for the sake of oneself, to dispel the four major fears and also the 16 types of fear, there's the deity and the practice of the Arya and Tara. And finally, in order to remove the inner obstacles in the channels and the energies and essences and so forth, nadis, pranas and bindus, there's the teaching and practice of Achala in the Tibetan Miyawa. Those are the four deities of the Kadam tradition. The empowerment and practice of Buddha Shakyamuni and of the other three deities are very concise, very short, and involve the following steps. We imagine that in the sky before us is Buddha Shakyamuni. His body is golden, his right hand is in the earth touching gesture, his left hand holds a begging bowl. He's dressed in the triple Dharma robes and endowed with the 32 major and 80 minor marks of excellence, and is vividly present in before us. And it is in front of him that we first gather the accumulation of merit by means of the seven branches. Then we take refuge and also form the Bodhisattva vow. These points together are called the preparation. For the main part, then, we imagine that we ourselves take the form of Buddha Shakyamuni exactly in the same way as the one we have visualized in front of us, and make supplications. And then finally, that Buddha Shakyamuni in front of us dissolve into ourselves, and we then imagine that we have truly become Buddha Shakyamuni.
Then,
also in the main part of the environment, we should imagine that from the mouth of Buddha Shakyamuni, a mantra appears, which then enters one's own mouth and dissolves into one's heart center, and thereby we are installed with the blessings and the power, so that in the future we will accomplish the speech, the voice of the Buddha Shakyamuni.
되네 다 대지에서라 아 다다 이래서 그때 아 근데 이래서 그냥 돈도 저기 봐 그다음 그 돈도 갖고 자르지 저기 봐 잡고 지도 못 하고 근데 대라야 다지 다 당고 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 연도 이래서 봐 근데 대라서 왔다 그래서 봐 근데 라는 게 이래서 그거 봐 봐
Next, for the empowerment of Avalokiteshvara, the steps are pretty much the same, except for that we visualize Avalokiteshvara, the tamer of all beings, in his forearmed forms, his body is of white radiant color, and he holds a jewel before his heart center in between joint palms. In his right hand is a crystal rosary, in his left hand is a white lotus flower. He's seated in the Vajra cross-legged posture. And we ourselves also are in the form of Avalokiteshvara. Then he makes applications and so forth. The mantra emerges from his mouth, enters our own mouth and dissolves into our heart center, and we receive all the blessings for accomplishing the qualities of his body, speech and mind. Except for the outer form of the deity, the points of the practice are quite much the same as in the case of Buddha Shakyamuni. Next empowerment is for the practice of Arya Tara, who looks in the general ways. She is of green, bright color. She holds her right hand in the gesture of supreme giving, holding the end of the stem of a lotus flower, the blossoms at the side of the ear, and so forth, in the general way. Also, how we visualize the different steps of the practice with the supplications, the mantra and so forth are quite the same as in the case of Buddha Shakyamuni. The steps for the fourth deity, Niyuwa or Achala, are quite different. First, we visualize this rightful deity in the sky before us. Miwa is of a dark blue color, and standing, his right arm is his one head, two arms, two legs. He's standing, his right arm is raised up, and his left hand is holding what? lasso or noose and or shackles, and his left leg is slightly bent. The right leg is slightly bent. The left is extended, and he's standing upon a Ganesh with the elephant head who is lying down. Some versions of Achala, the rascal form, are kneeling, but this rascal deity, according to the Kadam tradition, is standing up. Many of the rascal deities have a gaping mouth, but Miyawa in this case is biting his lower lip. The supplications are the same as before. Also, that we ourselves, we imagine ourselves in the form of Miyawa as well, it's the same as before. Then we invoke the wisdom being who appear and dissolve into ourselves just as before. After that, the supplication, the receiving of the mantra chain through the mouth of a Miyawa that enters one's own and dissolves into the heart are the same as before. But then comes the three visualizations that are unlike any of the other practices. For the first, we imagine that the seed syllable in our heart center, the letter Hum, starts to blaze forth with a very hot, intense, and very strong fire, extremely hot. And first the seed syllable catches fire, then the garland of mantra around it starts to burn, and then the whole interior of the body of the deity, ourself, is filled with fire that burns completely away all negative karmas, obscurations, misdeeds, evil influences, and so forth. We repeat the mantra for a while keeping this visualization, and then comes the second term visualization, which is that the flames within the body start to become so intense, they come out through all the different openings of the body, the mouth, the ears, the anus, through even all the pores of the body, And so that the flames already extending outside the deities and the flames from within become one huge mass of roaring fire, flames of fire, so that all kinds of obstacles and negative forces are totally cleared away. That was the second visualization. The third visualization is that the fire starts to blaze up tremendously, so that it extends first an arm span away from one's body, then as far as an arrow can shoot, can reach in one shot, then a kilometer, a mile, and so forth, until far out into the distance is filled with one big mass of flames, burning away all kinds of obstacles and evil forces. After this comes the practice, the empowerment for the practice of white Tsambala according to the Kadam tradition. And within the practice of white Tsambala, there are five deities. First, the object within in which one takes refuge at the beginning of this practice is Avalokiteshvara. After that, we imagine our own body in the form of Tsambala. Tsambala, he is of a white color, the color of a brilliant snow mountain. He has one head, two arms, and seated where his right hand holds a trident. And his in his left hand he holds a staff that is bedecked with jewels. Also his hair is white, his eyes are very beautiful. And his face has a slightly wrathful expression. He is seated upon a dragon of blue color, and in front of him there is the Vajradhakini, whose body is the color. She is holding a Vajra in the right hand. And in her left, she has a vessel of jewels. To his left, which means to the southern direction, is the Ratnadakini, who is of yellow color. In her right hand, she holds a heap of jewels, and in her left, a hook. To the west of the Tsambala is the Padma Dakini, who is of red color. In her right hand she holds a lotus flower, and in her left hand a victory banner which has a jewel top ornament.
얘네 다이아리 좋다 장비 좋다 매직하는 거 그거 좋은 거고 저 이제 거지 자동차 이런데 뭐지 뉴리
To his left means which means to the northern direction is the Kama, the Kama Dakini of green color. In her right hand she holds a Vata cross and in her left a mongoose that spits jewels. All four Dakinis are sitting down. Then from our heart center, we send forth rays of light to invoke the activity of Avalokiteshvara in front of us. And from him, rays of light then streams out, calling upon the wisdom beings of Tsambala, which appear dissolving into ourself in various sizes, huge and tiny, so that we in fact become the Tsambala in the person.
네, 다 대기하고 한 곳이 번거로워 되나 네, 랑근 던도 공기리 두가리 외제를 줄이 대화를 느끼니 당무 대놈이 전화 금받이 지고 맘지에 나와 왕 그러기 랑근 미지고 있어 이바도 대바도 장지 다 네, 대기에서 나 뭐지 우지게 오르나 뭐지 대기에 오르나 나와 나네 네, 저번에
Then comes the embalmments. First, the last embalmment, when Avalokiteshvara sends forth rays of light into all directions, calling upon the deities of embalmment, which appears holding the deities are the Buddhas of the five families, holding embalmment vases in their right hand, and conferring embalmment upon oneself. We are blessed with the with all the qualities and of the Tsambala. Next week, there is the empowerment for the speech of Tsambala, emanating from the mouth of Avalokiteshvara in the sky before us. The matter of Tsambala appears and enters ourself, dissolves into our heart center, so that we are empowered with the speech of Tsambala. For the empowerment to the mind of Tsambala, we imagine that from the heart center of Avalokiteshvara before us, the five attributes or scepters of the five classes of Tsambala emerge and dissolve into our own heart center so that we are empowered with the wisdom knowledge of the Tsambala's mind. Next, for the empowerment to the qualities of Tsambala, imagine that from Chinrishi's forehead, throat, and heart center, a tiny bodily form of Tsambala appears white from the forehead, red from the throat and the blue from the heart center, they appear and dissolve into our own three places, so that we are blessed and empowered with the qualities of Tsambala's body, speech, and mind. Now for the environment, for the activities of Tsambala, imagine first that the attribute that Tsambala holds in his hand appears and lands in your own hand, so that by receiving so that we imagine that we become empowered with the activities of Tsambala, chiefly accomplishing the supreme and common cities, but also that we can control all the wealth gods of among Nagas, Devas, and humans. The Vajradakini before us, by receiving her hand attributes, what she holds in her hands, then what was just mentioned, the gaining control of mastery over the wealth of Devas, humans, and Nagas coming into our control, that should be understood now. Then for the Ratna Dakini, then all wealth becomes gathered. By receiving the hand attribute of the Lotus Dakini, then we can magnetize and gain control over the chiefs in the human world, including kings, ministers, and so forth. By receiving the attribute of the Kama Dakini, we become endowed with the unimpeded ability to accomplish whatever task or aim is carried out. After that, there is the trauma environment. And it is a tray with five traumas. Imagine them to be representing the fivefold mandala of Tsambala, the chief and figure and the four of the retinue. And by being touched with the trauma tray at the crown of our head, imagine that the fivefold chief and retinue of Tsambala dissolve into yourself, so that you are empowered with the qualities and activities, the strength, power, and abilities of Tsambala in completeness. That's it for today.